to uplift a developing economy, you need a highly skilled workforce. With a postgraduate degree from Northwest University, you can be a part of this workforce. Today, Professor Simon Letswalo from Northwest University speaks to us about the importance of agriculture in the South African economy. Professor Letswalo, thank you so much for joining me on the show. How important is agriculture to the South African economy?
Agriculture has a massive social and economic footprint in the country. It is central in fostering the economic growth. It definitely contributes a lot in reducing poverty. In this country, more than 70% of the rural population depends on agriculture for their livelihood. This really indicates how important agriculture is, because without it, then what would happen to the 70% of rural population? Agriculture contributes a great deal to the food supply, as indicated. It provides employment in this country. We are having close to, plus minus on record and formal record, 1 million people who are employed in the agriculture sector. Agriculture also supplies raw materials to other sectors. In other words, other sectors wouldn't be functioning without agriculture. It's a serious contributor to what we call the gross domestic product, the GNP. And in this country, agriculture contributes substantial amount, which is 2.43% of the gross domestic product.
Professor, what business opportunities exist within the agricultural sector?
Plenty. The starting point is that one could position himself as an input supplier to agriculture. In other words, you could be selling your tractors, fertilizers, pesticides, and herbicides, and so on. That's serious business in agriculture, because agriculture is definitely leaning on the input supply. So one could make good money in supplying these production inputs to agriculture. The second way of making money or being in business in agriculture is that you could produce directly. We call it primary production. In other words, you could produce the crops or you produce the animals, and then you sell them direct as products to the wholesalers and retailers in the country. The other critical part is the processing part of agriculture products, which could really give you good business opportunities. Farmers or primary producers do produce, but the problem is that these products need to be value added. In other words, they need to be transformed into what is acceptable by consumers. And it's a big business. If somebody is producing oranges, there should be somebody who's turning them into orange juice. Those are business opportunities and a lot more. I mean, one can go on and mention that they are now specialized, insurance services, financial services that are focusing specifically on agricultural activities.
How do macroeconomic factors influence the profitability of agricultural producers and the food value chain?
The macroeconomic factors have a serious impact on agriculture, especially on its profitability. I mean, if you think of it, in this country, better part of our fertilizer are imported from outside. Therefore, the exchange rate, in other words, if we have to buy fertilizer in dollars, we have a problem, because now the exchange rate is so high, dollars are very expensive to us. So this has serious impact on profitability. Now, besides that, the other macro factor that we have, which really influences profitability, is the interest rate in the country. You'll recall that a week ago or so, interest rates in this country went up. That has serious implication to farmers, and not only farmers, but general agriculture. The general rise of prices in the country, we talk of inflation. Everything is now very expensive, including the fuel. We're talking about diesel, which is basically used in agriculture and farming activities. Not only that, but the general increase in prices definitely as a macroeconomic factor influence on the income and the profitability of it. The government policies, just by way of example, in this country, we have the agriculture labor sectoral unit, and the prescription by law is that the minimum wages for laborers in the farm or in agriculture is about 23 rand 19 cents per hour. This has serious impact to the input cost of the farmer. It definitely has influenced the profitability of the whole activity of agriculture production.
How integrated are small-scale farmers in the formal sector of the economy?
In this country, better part of these small-scale farmers are informal. But if we have to focus on the formal sector of the economy, that small-scale farmers that are really playing a major role in the informal sector are the ones that are involved and engaged in producing what we call high-valued crops and high-valued animal producers. You know, we're talking about small-scale farmers. We're talking about less than 5 hectares who are producing things like herbs. I mean, if you think of a 1 hectare that produces chilies, that would give you, you know, good quite of a gross. We're talking about plus minus 80,000 per hectare. I mean, a small-scale farmer who produces garlic, who produces ginger, for example, who produces mushrooms, a small-scale farmer who produces valued meat, like, for example, rabbit and so on and so on, those are the ones that are taking, you know, part in the formal sector because there is provision for such people. But if a small-scale farmer produces maize, then he has a problem because there are big producers of these grain crops out there, so they can't compete. But what I'm trying to say here is that the small-scale farmers that contribute to the formal sector are the ones that are focusing on what we call high-value production. We're talking about high-value crops and high-value animals. The others are contributing in the informal sector, but there's no proper record of what they are doing there, although by just the overview and looking at, they contribute a lot in townships and elsewhere, but their contribution is not properly recorded. I don't know if I've answered your question.
I think that you have. Thank you so much, Professor Simon Letswalo from the Northwest University, who spoke about the business opportunities that exist within the agricultural sector. To listen